It's time to find out what's doing around the Singleton LGA with General Manager Jason Linnane. How you doing, mate?
I'm going great, thank you, Bear, and yourself?
I'm excellent because the Canberra Raiders are truly on fire at the moment.
I knew you'd want to talk about NRL at the moment. People are kicking a man when he's down. But really, really happy to see the Raiders. I'm a bit of a Raiders fan. I love Ricky Stewart and the way he goes about doing things. Well, away from the football as much as about football, his Ricky Stewart Foundation.
Yes.
Canberra played the Rabbitohs at my old home ground at Apex Oval Dubbo on the weekend. Full house. It was a wonderful to see football back in regional New South Wales.
Quite agree. We look forward to seeing some of those teams up here perhaps one day. I'm sure they could make their way to Singleton at the very least. Speaking of sport, there's been an infrastructure meeting recently.
Yeah, at our last council meeting, council adopted our Singleton Community Sports Infrastructure Strategy, which paints a 10-year capital works program for sporting infrastructure in Singleton. We know and we recognise just how important sport is to the cultural identity of Singleton, just how important sport is to social capital and how people in Singleton connect. We have a good network of sporting facilities, and I use the analogy where we've got a really good skeleton, but we've got to put the meat on the bones now.
Yeah.
And this 10-year strategy, which talks around a bit over $20 million worth of expenditure over the next 10 years, that's our long-term aim. Really makes it clear to our community, to our sporting community, to us as council, but also to those external agencies that are going to seek money in the future, what our plans look like. So it paints that, provides a really clear direction about where we need to invest and why we need to invest.
Singleton is the place for sport. Now, I wanted to congratulate everybody at Singleton Council for this particular program. See, there's nothing more that tears a family apart than having to teach your own children how to drive. But you've got some people that are going to basically be superheroes to help keep families together.
Yeah, mate. Having been a dad of two kids who now have their licence and having to sit through that and put up with the L-plate program, how difficult it is. So I agree, superheroes, because what they're doing is changing lives.
Yeah.
You talk about doing things important in your life. What these guys are doing are changing other people's lives. It's a wonderful partnership, and we're so proud to be able to work with our local PCYC, Dave Andrews and his team down there, and with support from the Transport for New South Wales. This is training that helps people to be able to supervise young learner drivers who would be otherwise unable to get up their 120 hours of necessary driving time to graduate to their P plates. So this is really about creating community. It's really about building capacity. We all know we've all been kids, and the freedom that comes with getting a licence.
Yes.
It's a while ago now, but I'm still clearly the first. I got my P plates.
What was what car did you learn in?
That's a 120Y.
Mine was a Morris 1500.
And it was purple. I wasn't making much of a fashion statement driving down Macquarie Street, Dubbo, that's a 120Y, but geez, I felt pretty cool about myself.
Absolutely. Get out down Cobra Street and show the girls what it's all about, mate.
Absolutely. And this program's doing that for the kids of this generation. And we know that there's a lot of kids out there that just otherwise don't get the opportunity. So they are superheroes. And if there's anybody else there who's out there who is interested, come along. It's free. We provide the car. We provide the training. We even provide the kids to teach. It's a really easy process. Submit your expressions of interest online. Just go to our website or our Facebook page. Can't find it there, give our customer service centre staff a call. The next round of training is going to be on 8th of June from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock at the Singleton Youth Venue.
All right. And just lastly, very quickly, what's happening at the Colleen Gale Child Care Centre?
Yeah, really, really cool little project. Not a big expenditure item, but something's going to add a lot of value. It's only around $40,000 worth of work. But we put a new play area in up at Colleen Gale. And it's a really important service we provide our Colleen Gale Child Care Centre. This new play area has mud kitchens, a camp kitchen, log seating. Really turns some really unusable space in the past into something that's going to be much more usable and really important for us to get the kids outside.
Absolutely true.
Getting them outside, getting them active, helping them have space to play and interact with each other in a different environment is so important. So they're really proud that we get that little project completed as well.
Well done, as always, to yourself and everyone at Singleton Council. Jason, thank you very much for joining us. We'll speak again in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Bear. All the best to you and the listeners, to the Canberra Raiders and the Newcastle Knights this weekend.